Well, as we wrap up this week with our inbox, we have Candace Waters on the line. Hey, Candace.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. And thanks for being part of the show this week and answering a question. This one's, wow, this has a lot going on here. So I'm going to just jump right in with it. This listener says, I'm wondering what you have to say about relationship obsessive compulsive disorder, ROCD, because I struggle with overanalyzing my relationship. How do I wisely handle the relationship, looking for red flags, etc., while also keeping a healthy perspective? How do I avoid getting depressed because I'm constantly evaluating my feelings for the other person?
Well, Lisa, had you heard of this compulsion before, this disorder?
I had not, though when they went in and described it, I was like, wow, well, I've known people with that, so, yeah. I'm kind of like, whoa.
You gotta stop and do a self-evaluation.
Exactly. I don't want to go too far into it.
I think we all tend to fixate on our relationships when we're not married and hoping to be married and wondering, could this be the guy? I mean, you know, how many of us haven't met a guy at some point and within 5 minutes of hearing his voice are wondering how our names would look together on towels, you know, as a monogram or something. And we tend as women to look ahead, to jump ahead and wonder, where could this go? But I want to say just a simple, back to the basics, the fundamental solution for this disorder, and really at its core, it is a sin because you're anxious about many things. And Jesus tells us in his word to be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication to pray and ask the Lord to make your request known and to give thanks. And that's when the peace of Christ comes, and that's what guards our hearts from anxiety, and that's what guards our hearts against depression. And so it is an act of the Holy Spirit. It is a, you know, supernatural intervention that keeps you from this. But there's a part that you have to play. You have a will. And when these thoughts start to come on you of, I need to analyze, I need to look for red flags, I need to, okay, think again today, how am I feeling about this guy, and is this the one, and all of these things, you can make the decision not to go there in your mind and not to dwell on these things. And put other things there in their place. You know, you can pray for him. You can ask the Lord to give you wisdom. You can give thanks and praise the Lord for him and for the opportunity to get to know this man. And you can ask the Lord to guard your heart against anxiety. I mean, there's just so many things you can do. And it's you can even do it when you're in the line at the grocery store. You know, you start to be anxious, and instead you make a decision, I'm not going to dwell on that. You don't have to think about this every day. But it's an act of your will, and it's looking to the Lord and his strength, because it's not something you're going to be able to do in your own strength, but there is a role for you to play. And I would just encourage you that you're not the only person feeling this way. I've never heard of this as a disorder. I think it's common. And, you know, one of the lies of the enemy is to make us think we're the only person struggling with this sin, and therefore we need to get a pass, or we should have, you know, special dispensation of extra grace because it's so hard in my life. The reality is we all stumble in many ways, and there's no temptation that has overtaken any of us that isn't common. And we serve a Lord who took on flesh and experienced all these temptations, and he was without sin. And so he is an empathetic advocate who is interceding for us. If you are hidden in Christ and trusting him for the forgiveness of your sins, then you can boldly approach him and ask him to help you. And I know in some ways, you know, people might hear this and say, man, that's just so basic. It is, but it's the truth, and that's where our peace is. And it really is practice taking your thoughts captive and making them obedient to Christ when you're dating will serve you well when you're married, because you're going to have other temptations and other anxieties when you're married. And so you can't practice this and start doing this too soon.
Hmm. Well, great points, Candace. Again, I liked what you said about, you know, really, it's not what this, you know, is, as far as what that is. What it is, if you look on the flip side, is, you know, not trusting God. And that's so easy and so applicable to all of us. I mean, we all want control over certain things, and we want to choose to not fully believe God with his word and what he's said. So we have to jump with both feet into trusting God and really looking to him and asking him to give us great guidance. And I think that's a great start. So thanks for that. Okay, folks. Well, that is it for this week's show. Do write to us, editor@boundless.org, and find us over at boundless.org for everything else we have going on this week as well. Make sure that you are telling your friends about the show, that you are engaging on the blog. Of course, that's where we talk about the show and how we're applying it to our own lives. And we will see you around next week, of course. Until then, we'll be looking forward to seeing you. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.